10 past 7 this week, a survey led by Bristol University of 700 children revealed some real deep concerns about children and pornography. 12% said they'd taken part in explicit photos or even films. One in 10 13-year-olds were worried that they were already addicted to viewing pornographic images. Well, what can be done to protect children and their exposure to explicit images? And what role can faith communities play? Dr. Bex Lewis is a Christian. She's a research fellow in social media and online learning at Durham University, also the author of the book Raising Children in a Digital Age. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining me this morning. This is very worrying to say that some 12% of children had taken part in some sort of explicit photos.
Yes, that was the one bit of the report that surprised me. I'm not surprised that people are engaging with pornography. I think a Home Office report in 2010 had established that fairly clearly. The thought that people are engaging in it is more concerning. And I think it's thinking about how do we help children understand that that is not necessarily normal behaviour whilst not demonising what they're doing?
Of course, only a few years ago, if people wanted to find explicit images, they had to go to some effort. Now it's they're available at the click of a mouse, isn't it, for your computer?
Yes, it's much easier to get to, and I think parents really need to be ready for the fact that their children probably will see this kind of content, whether they want to or not. There definitely are some children who are actively looking for this kind of stuff, the same as there's certainly adults who are looking for this kind of stuff. But the chance of them also coming across it by chance is also quite high. I was talking to someone last night who said her daughter came across it at the age 8, but they'd instituted an idea that they would have conversations all the time about, have you seen anything uncomfortable today? So it wasn't demonising what they might see, so that the child was prepared to come and talk to the parent as the first stop and talk about what that kind of image meant.
And of course, there is this danger that viewing images like that and not explaining the moral issues behind that could lead to some real, vulnerable children being exposed to some treatment of women, perhaps in particular, negative attitudes towards women and towards sex.
Yeah, and studies are showing that it is giving boys a sense that they need to be quite macho and dominant, and that girls need to be kind of submissive. And I think, again, I mean, conversation, I think, is always the key to this. And if you know that your child is looking at any of this, or if there's a way you can introduce a conversation before it's become a problem, you can talk about, respect for women in general and whether you want people to treat other people like that kind of thing. And to help highlight the idea that porn is made as an entertainment and that is not what it really looks like.
What responsibility, though, do faith communities have in perhaps offering young people, children, guidance? Because as we see here in this survey, that we're talking children. We're not just talking, mid-teenage years. We're talking child age.
Yeah. I think the church has really got a responsibility, to look at its own house. In February 2015, there was an article written by Martin Saunders who said that within the church, there's something like over half of men are regularly looking at porn and one in five women. So he said we really need to look at, what the adults are doing and modelling, but also making sure that we open the conversation with grace and without judgment. And there's organisations such as Care for the Family, the Romance Academy, and I was just about to say the Naked Pastor, that's not right, the Naked Truth Project, looking at this event and running conferences. So there's a conference in September, I think, called the Porn Scars Conference, for people who are worried by or have been damaged by engaging with porn. And that's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 7 Christian organisations behind it.
All right, Bex. Well, thank you very much for talking to us on the programme this morning. Dr. Bex Lewis, a research fellow, author of the book Raising Children in a Digital Age. Is it something that concerns you? We'd love to hear your views and your opinions this morning. Is there a risk of normalising pornography through the fact that it's so readily available to all age groups? All you do is click a mouse, you just go onto your computer and you can get hold of all sorts of images. Are you concerned by this? Do you think there needs to be more legislation put in place to protect people, particularly to protect children? 0345 900 5949 is our telephone number. You can text your views to 81333. Start your text with Lucy. I do love to hear what you think this morning. It's so important to have your response and your thoughts on the programme. 0345 900 5949 or text 81333. Starting your text with Lucy.